USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is suggesting that it might open the door to additional child tax credit payments if President Biden's huge social spending plan that Republicans are steadfastly against was to make it through Congress. Press Chief Jen Psaki saying double payments were possible in February if the Build Back Better plan is passed in January. 77 people known dead in Kentucky now, just one person still on the missing list. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is, of course, from Kentucky, and on Friday he was touring the damage in Bowling Green.
They've got a system down that's absolutely spectacular. Somebody shows up with a chainsaw with a buddy, pick a site, send them out, and it's been a remarkably well-organized cleanup and recovery effort.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
The NFL's pushed games back as teams are dealing with a rising number of COVID cases. Again, the Las Vegas Raiders-Cleveland Browns game moving from today to Monday. The Washington football team v. Philadelphia Eagles contest. And the Seattle Seahawks-LA Rams game, they're being pushed to Tuesday. The NBA and NHL also dealing with postponements because of the coronavirus outbreaks among teams. The Biden administration quietly responding to that buildup of Russian troops along the border with Ukraine. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is considering a plan to redirect helicopters and other military equipment once allocated for the now-defunct Afghan military to Ukraine to help quickly reinforce its defenses amid a buildup of Russian troops near its border.
According to the new list out today from Rolling Stone, the worst Christmas song of all time is Jessica and Ashley Simpson's cover of The Little Drummer Boy. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Postal Service is reaching a settlement with the NAACP over mail delays and their effect on election ballots. The Postal Service has agreed to take what it calls extraordinary measures to get ballots delivered for the 2022 midterm elections. Weekly reports will be provided on service performance starting 6 weeks before the actual elections. Mail-in ballot guidance will also be publicly posted no later than February 1st for federal primary elections and October 1st for general elections. The NAACP filed the lawsuit in 2020 arguing the changes made in the delivery system made it unreliable and led to confusion before the election. Workers at the deadly Astroworld Festival in Houston might not be getting paid. An email obtained by Rolling Stone shows a manager representing the festival's promoters suggesting that workers would not get their paychecks unless they sign an amended employment contract releasing Live Nation and Score More Productions from liability. A revised contract in the edit states that employees assumed full responsibility for injuries or damages at the festival. Tiger Woods back on the golf course. The golf legend hitting the links yesterday with his son Charlie at the PNC Championship Pro-Am in Orlando. Woods had last played competitive golf a year ago at the same event. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.